Hello there, warrior. Welcome to this episode. And today I am going to, I hope, not just inspire you, but motivate you so that you can empower yourself on this topic. This is my statement to you, and I want you to listen to all of this because you have the power to do this. Don't allow your story to end with addiction. Whether your story is that you are in addiction or you have a loved one in addiction. And by the way, can I say that if you have a loved one in addiction, and especially if it is a child, maybe even a spouse or another family member, you are probably in some addiction yourself. We become addicted to trying to save them. I'm not saying that they shouldn't be saved. I'm not saying that we shouldn't stand with people when they are fighting, but it's typically not our fight. It's someone else's fight. No matter how addiction has come crashing into your life, you need to decide right now. I challenge you right now, wherever you are, to not put a period at the end of your story. That your story does not end with this word addiction. Choose a comma. This does not have to be the end of your story. When I look back on my own story for so many years, even though I did this quietly, because I believe there are two types of victims, and there is a victim in disguise and there's the poor me victim. I was the victim in disguise. So I was running around pretending everything was okay and I was about to fall apart at any moment. It could have easily been that addiction was the end of my story, even though it wasn't publicly. But that my story ended with addiction because I didn't want to be here anymore. That's what I told my husband the day that I finally decided that I would stand up and fight. When I got to that really low point, I could have let that be the end of my story. My story would have been about addiction and how my daughter was shot when she was 18. This is when she was shot, the time she survived. That could have all been the end of my story. You know, what a bummer. Oh, she had some good things going for her, but then this addiction thing came in, and of course it changed everything. And that was the end of it. No, you refuse that. That's crap. That is one of the lies, the tactics of our beasts to keep us down. Let me tell you something right now. Your beast is not attacking you. No matter how addiction has affected your life, in what way, your beast is not attacking you because you are weak. He's attacking you because you scare the hell out of him. He is afraid of you. He is scared that you will stand up and fight. He is scared that you will take your life back. He is scared that you will stop living in addiction, that you will stop living under the weight of this beast. He is afraid that you will dismantle the codependent enabler beast. He is scared to death that you will stand up and choose life. That scares him. He's fighting because he's terrified. Yeah, he's strong. Let's get this right. The beast is strong and he is powerful, but he is not more powerful than God, and he is not more powerful than the two of you put together. But he has a way of manipulating and making you think that this is it. You're too weak. Addiction is too strong. Addiction is powerful, but so are you. It's a choice. You have to make the choice. You have to decide to stand up and fight. And even if you already made that choice to stand up and fight and fallen back down, make it again. I have been in the ring with my beast more times than I can tell you. He's had me down on the mat repeatedly. My journey has not been one where I stood up and fought and that was the end of it. See ya, bye. I wish. No, he keeps coming for me. But I have made the decision that my life is not going to end with addiction. My story has addiction in it. It's been a big part of my life. It changed everything for me. It nearly destroyed my life. It blew a permanent hole in my heart. There's nothing easy about any of this, my friend, but nothing worth having, doing, or being comes easy. This cannot be the end of your story. You have to find the courage. You have to dig down deep inside and find the courage to stand up and fight. It all starts with a decision, with you saying, this is it. Whatever day you're listening to, today is the day. Today's the day. Write it down. Today's the day that I choose to stand up and fight. And no matter how many times I get knocked down, I'll get back up. No matter how many times he comes at me, I will fight again. Because I'm worth it. Because my loved ones are worth it. Because the world needs me. They need my story. Here's the thing. If you don't fight, the game is already on, my friend. You think seriously that the beast is like, okay, never mind about her. No, the beast has you in a game. It's just one-sided. It's fixed. The outcome is fixed if you don't fight. It's, you know, it's peewee football team against the NFL. It's a four-year-old with his plastic golf club against the number one PGA world player. The game has started. They're moving down the field. Are they going to trample you, or are you going to assemble your team? How will your story end? This is a decision. There's nothing easy about it. You hear me say this all the time. Anything worth having, doing, or being is not easy. It requires courage. But the thing about it is that you are far more courageous than you ever imagined. I never could have imagined going through everything that I have and standing up and being strong. I never thought for a long time that I could have a genuine smile on my face. I had plenty of fake ones. They looked genuine, but they weren't. I didn't know that I could have even a moment of real happiness or peace or joy or hope unless my daughter beat her addiction beast. You see, that was part of the ploy. Part of the ploy against my life was that it was dependent upon Jamie's. And yes, I wish her story and that part of mine had ended completely different. Of course, more than anything. But here I am, and here you are. Never lose hope for your loved one. Never lose hope for yourself. But it is about you making that commitment to stand up and fight, to reclaim your life, and to say baloney. See, I'm keeping it clean today. Aren't you proud of me? Baloney, beast. No, no longer. Go ahead and come at me because I have weapons. I have tools. Find weapons like mine in my book, Still Standing After All the Tears, and the workbooks in my 9 Weapons of Hope. Whether they're called the 9 Actions or 9 Weapons of Hope, they're 9 super powerful things that you can use on a daily basis. Your spiritual armor is one of them. Your decisions. This is you deciding to stand up and fight. Your attitude, how you think about things. Your story, the value of your story. Your circle of strength. Your focus. What are you going to focus on? You've got to believe in your purpose, your legacy. All of these different 9 things that you can use. There are resources for you. But it is time for you to stop being a victim, for you to stop thinking that you're weak. Stop waiting for somebody else's story to change so yours can change. This is about you and your life. And I don't mean this in a me, you know, we're in this me society right now where people are thinking about themselves so much. You're doing this for a much bigger purpose than that. You're doing it to be an inspiration. You're doing it to respect and honor the person that God put on this planet that is you, that is his masterpiece, that was made in his image. You've got to stop being weak. Okay? And just because you feel weak in a moment doesn't mean you are a weak person. That's okay. It's okay to be scared. I'm still scared about a lot of things, but I do it anyway. I fight anyway, because what's the alternative? The alternative is you get back down on that mat where you've been 1,000 times with your beast on top of you, his claws around your throat, his nasty breath in your face. He's screaming in your face. He's whispering in your ear sometimes. what a terrible person you are, that you're not worthy, that the guilt is too much, the shame is too big, that stigma is too much for you to overcome, that you've run out of time, that you don't have any value, that your mistakes are too big, that you can't be whole again unless this other thing happens. It's all a bunch of garbage. It's all part of that fixed game, that one-sided game. Are you going to get in there now and fight? That's my question for you. That is my challenge for you, that you choose today, that you say, nope, my story is not going to end with addiction. When the story of you is written, when the credits roll on your life story, addiction will have been a part of it. In fact, it could be the very thing that propels you into your destiny. It could be the very thing that causes you to do something so important in this lifetime. It might be the thing that was necessary for you to make a real difference in this world. But when those credits roll, when the period is added to the end of your life story, it's not going to be all about addiction. Unless you give up and decide that's it. Please don't give up. Link arms with me. You are not alone in this battle. Feel free to send me an email at hello@valeriesilvera.com and connect with me at valeriesilvera.com. I've got social media, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. Check out some of my videos. Let's do this together. I refuse to allow addiction to be the end of my story. How about you?